Hello, welcome back to Single and Sane with Oshi. Yay! Apparently, I am continuing my podcast. Kenapa? I'll let you know soon. Before that, aku mau kasih shout out dulu for my friend whose birthday is 22nd of August. Gila, I feel like a true radio presenter. Bisa kasih shout out, bisa kasih salam. Happy birthday, Lita! Although we're all staying at home and staying, keeping a distance from each other, I hope you have a great birthday and still be excited for your life in this quarantine. Happy birthday! So, what's my reason for continuing my podcast? Jadi, I feel like kemarin ngobrol-ngobrol sama temen gitu, terus tiba-tiba kayak kepikir, it's hard for me to find people yang ngobrolnya nyambung sama aku, cause I like to talk about deep topics, dan most people kayak lebih prefer yang light conversations. Terus, then I told my friend kayak, okay, I'm keeping the podcast, soalnya di situ aku bisa ngomong apa aja, whatever I want, whatever my thoughts are, I can say it there. So, this is my turtle time, you know? Like, jadi ini akhirnya Osi pertahankan sebagai tempat turtle. Yes. So ridiculous. But, yeah, that's the reason. Okay, terus, another update for me is recently I feel that my body is very different from when it used to from yang dulu-dulu gitu apa sih from how it used to be. Jadi kayak dulu tuh bisa from sheer will I can kayak misal aku mau sakit gitu ya, mau masuk angin, terus aku bakal from sheer will I like I cannot be sick because I cannot afford not to go to school, kayak gitu. Then the sickness will go away, and then it will reappear when I had my vacation back in Indonesia, kayak gitu. Jadi, every time I go back home, I'll get sick. Soalnya, that's the sickness that I hold back waktu sekolah, kayak gitu. But these days, I cannot afford to do that anymore, kayak. Makin ditahan, makin misalnya dipaksa untuk kerja, terus jadinya makin parah. Jadi, yeah, that's when I feel like, okay, I'm getting older, my body doesn't lie, kayak gitu. And to combat that, I usually never drink vitamins, but these days I start to drink vitamins. Soalnya udah ada di rumah, terus why not then, daripada expired sia-sia, so I drink that. It reminds me I haven't drink my face oil capsule. I'll drink it after this. Okay, so today I'm gonna talk about my family, as you can see from the title. Yeah, the title is my family is a mess too. Yeah. I used to think that the only family that's a mess is mine, kayak gitu. Tapi, and we rarely talk about our family to our friends, don't we? Kayak jarang banget, even the closest ones, jarang banget ngomongin family problems. Kayak gitu. Kayak it takes a few years, many years of friendship for you to finally open up what your family gitu. Soalnya, I think in Chinese we are tend to protect our family's image, kayak gitu. Traditionnya. But thankfully I have a mom who are very brave when it comes to that, kayak dia orangnya benar-benar apa adanya gitu. Dia nggak suka yang kayak di belakangnya nggak okay, tapi di depannya mau appear kelihatan okay. She's not like that. She's kayak okay, nggak okay, gitu. I think I inherited her courage for saying stuffs like this. Makanya kayak aku berani bisa ngomong bikin podcast ini, kayak gitu. So yeah, my family is a mess too. My parents have problems. They quarrels a lot when I was a kid. I remember kayak my memory of them itu ya a lot of quarrels, a lot of arguments, kayak gitu-gitu. Then I didn't get along with my brother as well, kayak gitu. Waktu kecil itu he was born kayak a bit gampang sakit gitu. Jadi my mom took care of him more than me. And that it didn't really spark jealousy, but I just feel like I need to be independent more than him, kayak gitu. Aku udah lebih dilepas kayak gitu dibandingin my brother. Apa-apa harus sendiri. Terus ya lebih kayak I need to survive on my own, kayak gitu. And my father prefers boys over daughters, sons I mean, over daughters. And then my mom also took care of him more than me. Jadi growing up I felt like abandoned. Yeah, kayak for example waktu junior high school I get a perfect score for maths national exam. Waktu kelulusan itu ada UNAS, matnya itu aku dapat perfect score. And they didn't even come to the school for the apa namanya kayak awarding ceremony or something kayak gitu. Padahal I get the perfect score. Although sebenarnya the test is quite easy, soalnya kayak a few of us itu banyak yang dapat perfect scores. Yeah, they didn't come. But then when my brother just graduate high school without any perfect score in anything, they go to the school to the awarding ceremony. They went to the awarding ceremony and asked for me to come along as well. Kayak gitu. That's the example of the different treatments between me and my brother. And growing up, me and brother also didn't get along. Kayak misalnya dia tuh waktu kecil suka banget gigit orang kayak gitu. Kalau dia nggak dapat apa yang dia pengen, he will bite kayak gitu. And the one who get the most bit was me, obviously. Kayak there was one time di mana dia gigit aku sampai kulit itu berdarah terus sampai biru kayak gitu. It was very painful and I think I told my mom about it while crying kayak gitu. Terus I was told to kayak ngalah growing up when I was a kid to him. Jadi kayak dia menang terus kayak gitu. Although sekarang I'm thankful for my parents' treatment to me and I think I understand more about it. Kayak I am a bit more dependable than him. Jadi they let me do things on my own. They ask me to be more independent than him. Kayak gitu. And their apa ya, their treatment to me kayak yang gak terlalu manjain, kayak lebih di biarin mandiri, itu make me the person that I am today. So I don't regret anything. Terus my mom once said to me as well, kayak she regretted that when I was a kid and Troy was still a baby, I wanted to help her take care of him too, kayak gitu. Ya lah, kayak we are all girls when we were a kid, kayak suka take care of smaller kids than us, gak sih? Kayak babysit, kayak gitu. I babysit my cousins as well at that time. Terus she rejected me, kayak my mom rejected me, kayak gak usah, kayak kamu nanti malah get in the way, malah bikin repot, kayak gitu. And she regretted that. She told me kayak maybe if I've let you help me, maybe you'll have a closer bond, maybe you have a bond with Troy, kayak gitu. Maybe if you're a mom, then if your older kid wants to take care of your younger kid, probably you should allow it. I think that's the lesson. And then entering my primary school and junior high school, I remember that me and my mom were best friends. Okay, I told her everything about my crushes, my school life, kayak gitu, my friends, kayak gitu. Jadi sebenarnya kalau mama sama aku tuh deket banget, kayak we're best friends. But I didn't sense favoritism in her, kayak gitu. But I sense more favoritism in my dad, kayak gitu. Jadi although kayak si nggak terlalu manjain aku, tapi aku nggak ngerasa dia prefer my brother than me, kayak gitu. Yeah, we were best friends. We talk a lot, very much, and my mom was also a very kayak open parent to her child, cause she already talk about sex in my junior high school days. Jadi, yeah, she's very open. Terus with my dad, I sense favoritism, and he is busy with his work and his social life. Jadi I rarely see him. I don't really have any memory with him, to be honest. I remembered him always quarreling with my mom. That's all. Kayak gitu. It was bad. Their quarrels were bad. Like, so bad. Probably ada yang worse sih, cuman kayak they're quite bad. Terus yeah, that's I think how my family was before I went to Singapore for college. Yeah, kayak gitu. See, my family is a mess. Sebenarnya I don't mind talking about my parents' problems, cause I talk about it as well to my friends. Tapi I think it'll get very long, kayak complicated soalnya. Jadi I'll save it for another topic, kayak gitu. Yeah. It was bad, pokoknya. Very, very bad. Like, if your father do something bad, most probably my father do as well. Like that bad, okay? I feel that. Soalnya that's what I found, you know. Kayak jadi misalnya aku cerita ke teman dekatku, my father is like this, kayak gini. Then they'll be like, yeah, my father is like that too. Jadi whatever problems that you see between your parents, my parents probably has too. Yeah. Terus, in my college days, the only family time I had is my mom calling me. That's all. But she likes to talk, jadi I think she calls me a lot. Like, maybe almost every day. But back then I had a boyfriend, jadi I feel bad for this sih. I'm sorry, mom. And I met him kayak quite a lot, almost every day juga. Terus their time will collide. Terus I remember kayak when I met my boyfriend, then my mom will call me, and then my boyfriend will be like, his expression will be like, you left me alone kayak gitu. Terus I'll be like, okay, mom, I need to go kayak gitu. I'm sorry, mom, about that. I'm sorry. Yeah, kayak gitu, kira-kira. That's the interaction that I remembered back in my college days with my family. And when I go back home, I'm so tired from my studies, so I go on hibernation. Kayak tidur terus, tidur, makan bengong, tidur, makan bengong. That's all I did. And my mom would tell me kayak, you're different now, kayak gitu. Jadi ya, obviously kayak going to Singapore from Surabaya, di mana Surabaya itu nyaman banget. Everything is kayak disiapin for you. And then suddenly di Singapore kayak you have to do every single thing on your own. That times are tough, you know, kayak. And kayak it made me kayak a bit hard, I think. Kayak lebih Judas, lebih, ya lebih Singaporean lah. Lebih individu, lebih kayak lebih opinionated, lebih harsh kayak gitu. Compared to Surabaya, lebih harsh, lebih cold, lebih efficient, tapi cold, kayak gitu. And my mom would tell me that I become a very different person. And that would be a struggle for me too when I go back to Surabaya for good, kayak gitu. While me and my brother and my dad, our relationship doesn't develop into anything. Okay, it stays quite the same, like, we live together, but we have separate lives, and we don't interfere with each other. Yeah, we live like roommates. Yeah. My family is not keluarga cemara, for sure. Very, very sure. So, and then comes a time when I go back to Surabaya from Singapore. And it takes years for me to adapt from being a Singaporean back to a Surabayan daughter. And my father's employee. So, yeah, it takes years. Kayak at first, kayak tuh tengkar, terus quarrel, terus me and my mom, me and my dad, me and my mom udah no longer best friends, we're enemies at home. Kayak me and my brother enemy, me and my father enemy, me my mom enemy, we quarrel a lot, sampai nangis-nangis, sampai kayak, kayak, I often say it kayak, I want to move out of this house, I want to move out of Surabaya, I want to move out of here, kayak gitu. And I figured out that all my friends experiencing the same thing. Jadi semua teman-teman aku yang kuliah di luar terus balik Indo, pada akhirnya mereka experiencing the same thing. Okay. Terus there was one quarrel that I remembered quite clearly. Soalnya it was a bit painful. Jadi waktu aku di college itu, it was kan the first few months was hard. Soalnya masih adapt from being a Surabayan daughter to a Singaporean gitu kan. Terus I was crying on the phone with my mom and I told her kayak di sini berat banget, di sini susah banget. Terus she told me like you chose this. Kayak why are you crying? Kayak you chose this. You're responsible to handle this on your own, kayak gitu. Since then I stopped crying, I stopped talking, enggak stop talking sih, I stopped crying, I stopped kayak I become very cold. Terus kayak ya masih terima telepon cuman kayak I become very cold. And the years that I spent in my college and then I go back home, those words still kayak give me pain kayak gitu. Jadi aku enggak bisa depend on my mom, gak bisa kayak asking for help kayak gitu. And then there was one time aku gak tahu aku itu tengkarnya karena apa, and I told her you told me that I'm on my own. I felt very painful at that time, you know, kayak gitu sambil nangis-nangis drama banget. Terus kayak I forget what happened, is just that pokoknya after that it's resolved kayak since then me just letting it out itu udah kayak made me feel the burden is gone and my relationship with my mom is very good now, awesome, super good. We become best friends again, but we encourage each other and we go on dates, we watch movies together kayak gitu before corona. And she once said too kayak I miss going to the movies with you and eating potato fries kayak gitu. So yeah, that's how good it is my relationship with my mom now. And I feel that my mom is the fastest and the easiest to get close with because we're pretty similar. Kayak kalau my dad itu orangnya sopan ngobrolnya, tapi ada jarak kayak gitu. Jadi you'll be like your relationship will be somehow kayak kelihatannya fine, tapi sebenarnya you're not close kayak gitu. Dari luar tuh kelihatan baik-baik saja, tapi sebenarnya you don't have a bond yet kayak gitu. But with my mom, we're like we're gonna butt heads kayak gitu, tengkar baikan kayak gitu. And then from all those, but at least we're being real in those moments kayak gitu. Jadi it helps both of us to get to know each other again, kayak lebih tahu kayak my mom itu pengennya kayak gimana, aku juga pengennya kayak gimana, and we get close faster that way kayak gitu. But with my dad, even until now ya, baru aja sekarang ini karena corona gets better kayak my relationship with my dad. Jadi though still kayak the closest is me and my mom, but it gets better. Kayak okay, this is what I found. Yeah, jadi on the early years, kan aku quarrel a lot. After the quarrels, I get tired of the quarrels too. Terus abis itu aku ngerasa kayak my father has friends and he's close with his employees. Masa aku gak bisa deket sama bokap gue sendiri kayak gitu? Padahal dia bisa deket sama orang lain. So I make efforts to kayak listen to him, to act a certain way that he liked. Jadi dia tuh orangnya kayak lebih chill, gak suka yang terlalu drama, gak suka yang explosive like my mom. Dia lebih prefer yang ngomongnya harus chill, ngomongnya harus kayak terus gak boleh yang lebay, kayak ya kayak gitulah. And I try to adapt, ikutin. Kalau ngobrol sama papa,
nadanya harus flat kayak gitu.
Tapi nggak bertahan lama. Abis itu kayak nggak bertahan lama, terus malah tambah kayak lelah kayak gitu. Terus he will say things kayak yang I don't agree with kayak gitu. And being coming from Singapore, a very opinionated country, I'll say my opinion back and then we'll debate, we'll argue kayak gitu. Although actually sebenarnya I like to debate for the sake of exchanging opinions. Tapi when it comes to debating with your parents, it will be like you're talking back to your parents. So yeah, those misunderstandings happen quite a lot. And then my dad will be like, ya kayak gitu, banyak tengkar. Terus as time goes by, I'm tired and I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna be the person that I want, you be the person that you want, kayak gitu. And if you're asking for my opinion, then I will share it, but if you don't, I'll shut up, kayak gitu. Jadi maybe I'll focus more on myself, kayak gitu. And then somehow over time, karena udah lebih gak banyak arguments, then my dad will sometimes ask for my opinions. Terus I'll say it in the way that biasa aja kayak gitu. I have no hidden motivation, kayak ya udah aja sih, kayak biasa aja kayak gitu. Gak ada motivasi untuk kayak okay, I'm gonna say it in a way that he'll be closer to me kayak gitu. Gak ada, cuman ya biasa aja kayak gitu. I just treat our relationship kayak biasa aja gitu. But I think that's how it develops naturally kayak gitu. Kayak he knows more about me and then I know more about him, although even until now we still argue, and me and my dad. For example, few weeks ago, jadi I inherited a very loud sneeze from my mom's side, kayak gitu. My great grandfather itu kalau sneeze itu kayak very loud kayak gitu, sampai di luar rumah tuh kedengeran kayak gitu. And I inherited that. Jadi I have a very loud sneeze, just so you know. And then my dad didn't like that. And over the years he had told me several times to keep it down, to like, he's afraid that when I'm outside with my friends, I'll sneeze like that and then all my saliva will be on my friend's face kayak gitu. And I was like, that's ridiculous, you know, like what? Kayak gitu, kayak it will not happen, kayak gitu. And I couldn't control my sneeze, you know, like sneeze is a form of reflex gitu kan. Jadi kayak you cannot control it, like how? And then over the years I was like, yeah. And then one time, which is few weeks ago, I told him, I cannot! My sneeze is like this! From when I was born! This is not something that I can control! Yeah, I told him that. Don't say it again to me, okay? I told him that. And then he finally remembered not to mention it again when I sneeze. Yeah. Sometimes, gimana ya? I've already told him sih sebenarnya before. Cuma kadang tuh orang kayak kalau nggak ngomongnya pakai nada tinggi dan pakai penekanan tuh kayak nggak dianggap, kayak angin lalu, kayak masuk kuping kiri keluar kuping kanan. I don't know why, kayak gitu. Jadi I'm forced to do that.
But I also told him, I remember, okay, when I'm outside, I'm gonna be careful not to sneeze in front of my face, in front of my face friends. I'm gonna keep my saliva out of my friend's face, okay? Kayak gitu. I told him. Yeah. Jadi kalau with my father, we still argue, tapi kayak the relationship is better now. With my brother, the drama begins. Pernah kita kayak, he did something. He's very naughty. Like in this family, I'm towards the good side. Although I have a bad traits too. He is toward the bad side, but he has good traits too. Kayak gitu. He's the naughty one in the family. And then he did some pretty bad things, and my family somehow kayak, me and my mom and my dad, we talk about it behind his back, and we didn't kayak discipline him. We just kayak talk about it behind his back and find a soft way to talk to him kayak gitu. Cause my parents are scared that if we confront him harshly kayak gitu, there will be arguments, there will be fights, there will be kayak piring pecah. Gak sih, sebenarnya gak ada piring pecah, cuman ada pintu ditonjok sama lemari baju ditonjok. So yeah, and it happened. Then there was one time, I cannot hide facts kayak gitu. So I told him, kayak, if you do this, that means you're this. You know, I'm gonna report you to the authority. Kayak gitu. Terus abis itu, he's mad. He punched me, then I punched him, then we punch each other. My dad was not home that time, but my mother was, and she tried to break us up, which I obviously lost the fight because my brother is tall and muscular. Okay, he's quite big. Apa sih bahasa Indonesianya? Bongsor, yes. He's taller than me and he's quite big. Gitu. But I couldn't handle it anymore, so I told him the truth and he's mad about it. But since then, a few things changed. So I didn't regret that. Okay, I didn't regret it. He should know the truth. And over time he's changed though. Okay. Udah sekarang udah enggak ngelakuin apapun itu yang sampai bikin aku mau manggil authority. Come on, gitu. Ya. Terus my mom waktu itu sampai nangis-nangis gitu. Ya. Ketakutan aku mati dipukulin my brother. I can laugh about it now. Oh my god. But it was scary back then. Very scary. Yeah. Terus, since then, our relationship improved. Kayak, I don't know how, but I tried to adapt to his personality, kayak gitu. I tried to, ngalah, try to follow him, kayak gitu. Ya, kayak just like when I was with my father at first, kayak gitu. Tapi terus lama-lama gak tahan. And then, when I told him something, which I told him nicely, but it was the truth, and he cannot accept that. And when I feel that I'm right, I didn't say sorry. And I said it nicely as well, kayak gitu. Jadi I didn't say sorry. And he didn't say sorry to me. Padahal I am the type who, if I make a mistakes, I will say sorry. But if I don't, I will not. Soalnya kayak, I don't think it's a good apa habit for me to say sorry even if I don't make a mistakes to him, especially to him, because he never said sorry to any of us, you know. And I cannot pretend that nothing happened as well. I cannot kayak pretend that everything's okay again without him saying sorry to me. So, until today, from I don't know how many weeks ago or months ago, we talk, but only when it's needed. We're in some kind of competition, like I'm giving him the vibe that if you're in your productive age, I'm not gonna take care of you. You have to take care of yourself on your own. Kayak gitu. Yep. You have to be independent on your own. You cannot depend your life on me. I'm giving him that vibe. And I think from my observation, he somehow become a bit more independent over time. Jadi, we're in a healthy competition. Nanti aja baikannya, waktu udah oke, dua-duanya. Whatever, kayak gitu. Tapi we talk, kayak kalau penting, kayak tadi aku nanya Netflix. We talk, I ask him, kayak bukan yang lewat chat or anything. Ngomong, kayak gitu, kalau dia penting. Terus kemarin, dia minta bantuin foto dia sama kertas gitu, ya aku fotoin kayak gitu. But that's it. That's it. Kayak gitu. It's okay. Everybody's method is different. So, I'm not asking you to follow my method. I'm just giving you the real situations in my family. Gimana gitu. Yeah. Terus, I feel that dulu aku ngerasa kalau family itu harusnya a certain way, kayak keluarga cemara kayak gitu. Tapi our parents are human too and they make mistakes. I'm human too and my brother's human too, and we're not born to be kayak compatible with each other, and I think it's very important to recognize that and let the relationship develops organically gitu, naturally, not forcing anything to be, not forcing kayak you have to be this, you have to be that. It's just kayak for me personally it's better like this, kayak to recognize that I'm more compatible with my mom than my bro and my dad, and that's okay gitu. It doesn't mean that I have a bad relationship with my mom and my dad and my brother. No, I'm just closer with my mom, and it's okay to have a, it's okay not to be lovey-dovey as well kayak gitu. It's okay to have a normal relationship. And semua orang ada plus minus ya. Jadi although kayak I'm close with my mom, but my dad has a plus side too. Kayak misalnya contoh, kayak jadi last week I crashed my car while I drive kayak gitu. Terus I told my mom about it when I got home, and she freaked out like she usually is, and I told her kayak I'm gonna be responsible for it. I'm gonna pay all the apa namanya reparation fee, so don't worry about it. But still my mom kayak, how did how did it happen? How could it happen? How could you drive like that? Whatever, whatever, kayak gitu. Then when I told my father about it, he's like chill. Kayak he helped me through it. Kayak it's like he didn't scold me at all. And I told him kayak thanks for not scolding me. How come you didn't scold me? Kayak gitu. And he helped me solve the problem. Still, I'm responsible for it. I still paid the reparation fee, but he helped me to sort it out, kayak gitu. Jadi, I'm thankful to my father. I'm thankful to my brother as well. Terus, my brother also kayak didn't neglect his responsibility. Kayak misalnya, kalau kita ke supermarket, he's the one who is kayak bringing all the heavy stuffs gitu. Jadi we're okay gitu, but we're not perfect and we're a mess. Jadi what I wanted to say is, yeah, I used to think that the only family that's a mess is mine, but no, everybody's family is a mess. So don't think that your family is messier than the others. Every family has a drama of their own. If it happens in your family, it most probably happens in other families as well. I can guarantee that. Yeah. And acceptance is the key. And please remember. Oh yeah. I also used to think that a dad has to be like this and a mom has to be like this. How come my parents are not like this? Gitu. And over time I get to know them as a person, not as a mom, not as a dad, as a person, like who are they, what are they like, gitu. And it helps a lot, kayak recognizing, it helps me recognize that although they are not an ideal mom, but they have a plus point in this, they have a weakness in this, and my dad too, like that. It's easier to build a relationship if you accept that your parents are not superheroes, that your parents are humans just like you, a person with a personality of their own. I think that's all for today. See you next time. Stay sane and stay safe. Bye bye.